Hello, boys and girls.
Absolutely not. Start over.
Hey, guys.
Welcome to another episode of Pew Time with Tony.
And Jackie.
Jeez. Throw a curveball like that. What's wrong with you?
Surprise! Were you guys all surprised?
Everyone was like, this is not the podcast. What am I listening to?
Who is this imposter?
Who is there?
So?
We're here.
We're here.
Yes.
Few Time Podcast. It's really us, I promise.
Yes. Let's run through the world shoot for shotgun real quick.
Yep.
I know a ton of people aren't excited about it because most people aren't shotgun shooters, but Team USA was represented and represented well.
Yep.
So we should go over it for a little bit. So the total match, there were 627. This happened in Thailand.
Yes.
627 shooters, 30 stages.
My shoulder hurts just thinking about that.
I kind of want shotgun matches to make kind of a comeback. Even if there's just not like a ton of them. Just like, give me like a West Coast showdown, Midwest showdown, East Coast showdown kind of thing. Maybe like three or four big matches a year. I think that'd be cool.
I can see that, yeah. I mean, we could use shotguns in Illinois.
Anyway, let's jump right in. So the modified division, and we will just do the top three, and then I'll kind of pick apart where some of Team USA was landed. So top three modified. Third place was Mikal. Oh, these names.
Chatsinaganis.
Yeah, that. From Greece, I believe.
Sounds Greek to me.
Well, GRE, what region is that? Greece, right? Not Greenland.
Probably
Yeah,
Greece.
let's go with Greece. Second place was Sammy. Hold on, my phone just shut off. There it goes. Sammy Hatamaka.
Hatamaki.
There you go. Finland. First place, also from Finland. Rainy Peltokoski.
That's what I would guess.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Just so we're aware, the two people that finished second and first are also seniors,
They are.
which is pretty cool.
Super impressive. Right. Next category is open. Third place.
Turkey.
The lines are so lengthy.
Yeah,
I'll
that's
say
what
the
she said.
name. Oh, there you go. I'll say the name, you say the country.
Sure.
All right. Third place from
Turkey.
Vladimir Subotin.
Yeah, I could have said that one. Jeez. Second place,
From
Poland.
Marcin Tosawis.
Sounds about right. And first place, my dude from the USA, Scott Green.
Oh, you wanted to say that one, didn't you?
Yes.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy, Scott Green.
Way to kill it, dude. Way to kill it.
All right, next category is standard, and in third place from.
I don't know what that is.
What
What do you
is.
think that is? GBR? Great Britain.
Ah, yes, Great Britain. Joshua Kenny. Second place,
Finland.
Johnny Cosi.
And I'm assuming this one is Brazil.
First place, Lucas Roth de Oliveira.
I think Brazil's right.
Yeah.
So, I really think we should go through the regions and just look and see what they are next time. So the people listening are like, oh, these fucking idiots.
Well, it's like a three-letter abbreviation, like USA is self-explanatory.
Right.
Right.
All right. So let's.
GBR, Great Britain, that was very good. I'm
I
almost
think.
positive that's right.
I can't think of anything else. What else would it be? I have no idea.
I don't know.
But then why wouldn't it just be England? Maybe they're two separate.
Maybe
Did I
they are
just, was I
separate.
stupid? And someone's
I think,
cussing me out like,
well, I
well,
think.
Tony's a fucking moron.
What about the Great Britain? Isn't there a Great
Let's just
Britain?
move on to
Okay.
this. Yeah. Standard manual.
Third place. From?
Which is pump action shotguns, guys, in case you're missing here. Third place from, I'm going to assume, Thailand.
Pansa Ketkeo.
Second place also from Thailand.
Siri Wut Desh Suwan. Oh my gosh, my Siri on my phone just was like, what did you say? That's super funny.
That's funny. So, first place from Finland.
Jaakko Vitala.
That's a badass first name. Jaakko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's a good name. All right, team results. Because this was a world shoot. Modified division, third place team Thailand. First place Greece. Or second place Greece. First place Finland. Open division, third place Thailand. Second place USA. First place, Poland. Standard, third place, Poland. Second place, Thailand. First place, Finland. I'm starting to see where the shotgun sports are kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if any teams qualified for manual. Because when I looked it up on practice score, everything was zeros. They had them listed, but everything was zeros.
And what division is that?
Standard. Standard pump.
No, manual.
Well, pump shotguns.
Oh, okay. So they just renamed it?
No, they're standard, and then standard. What did I say?
Manual.
I meant standard manual.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
If you're confusing me, you're probably confusing them.
Everyone's confused right now. They're like, please don't do this again.
Just go Great Britain.
Shut up.
GBR.
Okay, let's see. Varick Beast of the USA won open junior category and fifth overall. Let's see. Lena won lady standard and placing 13th overall. Jaleese Williams won third lady. And then Lena, Jaleese, and Becky all won lady standard team gold.
Nice. Great job, U.S. Yes. ladies. I couldn't have picked a better three that you see constantly, you know?
So that's pretty much it. Pretty much it for Shotgun World Shoot.
Yep. And that was the only thing for shooting sports. And dare I say, one more time, the fifth week in a row, I'll say this. I do believe this is the last major of 2023.
Actually, it isn't.
Oh my God, are you shitting me right now?
Actually, I think it is. I just wanted to say it to be like, oh my God. I think it is.
I feel like every time people listen to another episode, they're like, it's Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day. Right. It's Groundhog Day. It's just another major. Okay. Probably... potentially and likely the last major of 2023.
Yeah, let's go with that. Possibly.
We do have some gun news to cover.
I'm sorry again, guys. I'm still, I have a bit of a cough.
He's recouping. Last week he was sick. And now he's just getting over it and taking forever to get over
yes.
it.
Yes. So if you hear the breathing and the coughing,
lingering type
sneeze, I apologize.
So.
New products. Well, actually, we'll start off gun news with a product ending its life cycle.
Right. Very sad.
Which I was really confused at because it was an episode or two ago, actually when I did the episode with Manny
mm-hmm.
on Bro Time. Langdon Tactical's like, boom, check this out, we're doing shit with the Tomcat. Right. So dope. I find out a couple days ago.
With a little comp, right?
No, comp well, threaded barrel.
Threaded barrel, yeah.
And a red dot.
Mm-hmm.
And now we find out 2023 is going to be the final year for both the Tomcat and the Bobcat. So the 32 ACP tip up and 22.
Yeah. Very sad. I mean,
this is the original, Italian pocket gun.
The day before that announcement, I told you I was, talking to a customer and he was like, oh, I want the 32 C Camp. I can't think of another 32 that I want to carry that's that small. And I'm like...
Jackie said, I can think of a reliable one.
I said, stop right there. Stop right there. Let's not spend all of your money buying all the silver tip hollow points and hoping they actually work. Just buy a Beretta Tomcat, the 3032. And he goes, ooh, what's that? Tell me more. I told him about it. He looked up a picture. He fell in love. And now he's going to try and get one before the end of the year.
They'll always be out there. I mean, they made a shit ton of those things.
Yeah. There are some people that are just like, they want new. Like, yeah. they don't do pre-owned. It's just their thing.
Yeah.
He's got to get his hands.
Don't have a choice.
Right. Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's kind of sad. I've always wanted one of the 22s. The 32, I could take it or leave it. 32 is cool. But I don't really feel like buying 32.
Right.
I'll fuck with the 22 all the time.
Right.
Just because they're fun. So.
We got that little Ruger LCP2 that you love. I love that thing. I mean, it's fun.
It is so much fun.
Yeah.
So I think the Beretta, it will eventually have a Bobcat.
Yeah.
Just because.
And in the meantime, I can use your LCP2, bring it to the range with my girlfriends, and yeah. Tell them that I brought my husband's gun with me.
Yes.
They love that. next up on the list, these are guns coming out, and we have this...
Although I wish some people thought they were dying.
Yes.
Hey guys, guess what? It's in the news. Speaking of Groundhog Day, there's another 320 variant.
Another 320. It is the M17X and M18X. So all the things I hate about the original 320 that I love about the X-frames, they took all those features and put them on what should be an M17 and M18, but they don't have manual safeties, which makes them not M17s and M18s. It just makes them FDE colored 320Xs. So I'm very confused.
Yeah, because part of the contract for the modular handgun contract or whatever it was, they had to have safeties.
Right. So if it doesn't have a safety, can you call it an M17 and M18?
If you're safe, you can. And it's an X, mind you. Which is even more confusing because technically only one of those would be an X. Unless you look at it like an X full. Which still didn't make sense to me.
So the X is the X features, right? It has an extended beaver tail. It has the undercut flat face trigger.
I know, but prior to all that, X, at least for most people, meant short upper, full-size grip. That's kind of the trend we saw with 19X. And then we saw it with 320X. Yeah. The X, what do they call it?
The X Fold, X Carry. Compact, the X Carry.
X Fold wasn't a thing. That's what fucked it up. Because then they started putting X in front of everything.
Well, X on the 320 line means that it has the flat side panels instead of the bubbly bubble body.
Uh-huh.
It has the extended beaver tail and a flat face trigger and an undercut. Those are the X features. In addition to those X features on the frame, you also have the X features on the slide, which means it's optic cut and it has X-ray sights. The original 320s, white dot, no optic cut. Those five features right.
But
came
because
special
wanted
on
to be
X.
Different and not do it. What's the what give me the GX4 X carry. What's it called? It's like the X carry, isn't it?
The GX4.
Yeah, they have the little upper
big
frame.
Honestly,
19X.
The GX4 is like the least exciting thing on their line. I honestly have not even looked at those
things. I wouldn't
things.
Say that.
Okay, so maybe not the least exciting. But they don't do it for me. I know they have, you know, are you talking about the X in GX4?
No.
Like, they have the G3X also.
Yeah, there we go.
The G3X.
It is a short upper, full-size grip.
Yeah.
19X.
Mm-hmm.
SIG had to be different.
So... I don't think that that SIG referred to the X as a size thing.
No,
but more
but that was the first one that came
thing.
Out. When they did the X compact, yes, it had the different compact style frame, but it was short upper, bigger grip.
But it had the flat panel, the right. Flat face trigger, the extended beaver tail, which is the first time they did that, and they called it the X. Because of those features. That had nothing to do with the size.
Sure it didn't. until they decided to. Well, I mean,
if someone says I don't like 320s, but I like the X ones, like the 320 X Compact, X Carry, X Full. I like the X features that those 320s come with, but I don't like the bubble body, curve trigger, funky junky. I don't like it. You came home with two of them, and I almost turned your ass around to take them right back to where you got them from.
Right. So anyway, this is whose SIG is it anyway, and the naming doesn't matter.
X does not refer... SIG does not use X to refer to a body size, but the features that come... The X features.
Oh, okay. What's an X macro?
It has the flat face trigger, extended beaver tail. It has all the same features that an X model has. It has an extended beaver tail? It has... It does. It has the same extended beaver tail that the 320X and X, or the 365X and XL have, an extension on the beaver tail at the back that the 365 does not have.
Are you sure?
I'm positive. It's about a quarter inch. It sticks out farther. Oh, I promise you. I put them side by side all day. I'm so glad to know that
you think extended is a quarter of an inch.
Okay. It does extend beyond the standard. Like mine... If you follow the slide straight down, that's where mine ends. The other one actually has a fin.
Ooh. What kind of gun do you shoot?
The 365.
No, what gun do you really shoot?
What do you mean? I don't understand. What's the question?
That's a platypus, right?
Yeah.
Not a SIG?
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you're right. It has the X features. The X-style grip and the X-flat trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't find a price on it.
We could not. It's probably going to be astronomical. The one that I saw online had their M17 Romeo or whatever they call their like tan red.
Yeah, the new MHS.
Yeah, specifically for the M17s, they had one of those on there. So they're going to have the same cut footprint. Other than that, I don't have a price for you guys.
What do you think it's going
to
be?
I checked like two distributors and they don't even have the part number available yet. I think that it's going to be like somewhere in like the $799 to $829 range.
I was going to say $850.
Yeah, $799 to $829 is where I'm going to, that $30 window there. The price is wrong, bitch. All right, we're also done. With the SIG.
Are we done with SIG? Are you sure?
We are so done.
Okay. Next, coming up, Zev is releasing an aluminum grip for the OZ9C. And this is to not be confused with the Icarus Precision grip. They are coming out with their own.
Hmm.
It will fit in standard OZ9 holsters. It will use standard OZ9 magwells. It will include a tungsten weight kit.
Oh.
So, standard form, it weighs 6.17 ounces. With the tungsten weights installed, it is 7.94 ounces.
Wow.
You can get it in gray, OD, black. And I lied, you can't technically get it right now because it's a pre-order. So you can go to their website and pre-order it for $550.
If you had an OZ9C, would you get this?
So it fits the Compact and the X. And they say X because theirs is for the Compact upper.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Here we go again.
Anyway.
This is a simple yes or no question. Hashing up the past and shit.
It looks good. Yeah, looks nice. I shot an OZ9 a couple times, and I like the way they shoot. They still hurt.
So, do you think they had? Does it have any kind of like extension on the beaver tail, or is it like a carbon copy but made of aluminum?
No, it's got more aggressive like side panels and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cool, but yeah, I don't know if I'm a fan of it. What are you doing?
Well, I was looking at a video that I was sent.
Yes, it has a slightly extended beaver tail. If we're going by your definition.
Oh my God. A my God. Do you think that would be enough to help your hand to not get chewed up is my point. That's why I asked.
No, I don't know. Maybe. Zev, send us one and we'll find out.
Yeah. It does actually look like it has like a good amount of depth at the back.
I'll say this looks more comfortable than the Icarus Precision one.
Yeah. Or you can see it looks like it has a lot more coverage for your hand. I think that you would be able to use that. Yeah. I don't see why not. And your hands are big, but... yeah, maybe. That's it for gun news.
Yep. Our week in shooting. You shot a practice night.
I did. With, drum roll, the alien.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
Which alien?
The Alien Retro by Lago Arms. Yummy. Yeah, it was fantastic.
You seem to like this gun a whole bunch.
So earlier in the week, I was at work.
Everyone's aware. Everyone saw it. Everyone was aware you were at work and you ran in the range and yelled at me.
I didn't even know you brought that gun with you.
You must be like a little kid. I've spoiled you too much. You think you can just randomly get guns and they just magically come with red dots that are zeroed and...
I knew you had to install the new one and we both knew that you had to zero it. So if you had to zero it, whatever. You're at the range constantly during the weekdays anyways. I didn't know that you had that with you. You guys were in shooting other guns. I saw all the other guns out. Next thing I know, you got the alien in your hand. Then I waited for you to finish shooting, and then I ripped that door open, shouting. Anyways, so...
Dragon Lady.
Obviously, if you saw the video on Facebook or Instagram, you know that I did get to actually shoot it. Yay, 10 rounds.
That video was everywhere, mind you. It ain't Facebook and Instagram. It's YouTube, Twitter... I put it everywhere so people can see.
Everywhere except Snapchat.
Dragon Lady.
I lost my train of thought.
You're talking
crickets.
Crickets. Talking about the alien. You saw it in my hands.
So I only got to shoot those 10 rounds out of it that day, and it was very exciting.
Yes.
Brought me back to when we shot the original alien a couple years back, but that's the last time I got a chance to shoot one, so it's been a few years. And putting it on my hip and shooting it at the small little outlaw match that I went to, when the buzzer went off, my first thought was, this is gonna suck. Like, not having a chance to draw from a holster with it, not having a chance to do really any practice at all, only 10 shots downrange with it, and then trying to perform. I was so impressed. Like, I was nervous as shit about the reloads. Standing here, checking out the gun when we first got it with the mags, and just messing around putting the mag in, I could not get the mag in straight to save my life. Standing here, not on a timer, in my living room. Those, I don't know if you guys saw, I put a video up, a Laughing Lobe put it up, of me shooting this match, and you can see the reload. I was no slouch. It was really good. And it was like that the whole night, like just killer reloads. But standing here in the living room, yesterday, I tried to replicate it, couldn't do it. I don't know what it is. I cannot do a reload standing still here at home, but on the range, going from, like, gun out to mag change, I was just really impressed. I was so nervous that it was going to be a hard transition, and it wasn't. And it shot really well. I'm done talking about the alien. I'm getting the eyeballs.
Oh. I'm glad you liked it. I could tell you were excited because I got endless pictures of it.
Yeah.
And I got video, like, before the whole night was done shooting, so...
yeah.
I could tell you were excited.
Yeah, I was very excited. I was... I can't tell you how nervous I was before I shot that first stage. I was not... everything in me was like... I mean, I don't really, like... I'm not, like... I didn't like prepay this. I don't have to shoot tonight. Like, like I can go home and get some practice and maybe shoot one like in a couple weeks. And like I was hemming and hawing and like, oh well, you know, it's gonna be really dark and I'm kind of hungry, so maybe I'll just go home after work. And all the things just led to me actually just doing it, and I'm really, really happy that I did.
That's so we'll have more Alien to come in the future?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Thursday was a very fun day.
Good. That's it for your shooting?
Yeah. Yeah, that's... I shot the Alien. I loved it. It was awesome. And I proved myself wrong, which is very rare, but sometimes I'm wrong, but usually only to myself.
So we did get some questions. So the first one, and this is, I'm gonna call him out now, because he always hits with the heavy questions. So Snowman03GT, you can only pick one, a P226 X5 Legion, or a 2011 at or near the same price. Seeing as you just saw one of those, what do they go for, roughly?
23 and change.
Okay. So you're around a Staccato then. Staccato P, or that value, or the 226 X5 Legion.
The 2011.
That's what you're picking?
Yeah.
Which one? The Staccato?
The 2011. Any 2011.
Oh, just any 2011?
Any 2011 that's in that price range, which, yeah, Staccato... get myself a couple of the EAA 2311s.
Co-Saints.
Yeah. I have options. I would get many different guns before I would buy that.
Why?
I don't enjoy shooting the 226. Okay. The 226 and the Beretta, just the frame, the grip, the length of the trigger pull, like the whole thing to me. Just doesn't do it. It doesn't excite me. I know what you would pick.
What?
You would, I'm guessing you would get the Legion.
Why?
Because you like the 226.
You do know me.
Yeah.
And I shot that gun. Mm-hmm. And that gun is awesome.
Yeah.
And it's... if it was... Like, if you would have said, like, a 320 Legion, I would have taken the 2011. Mm-hmm. But because it's a 226, and I can be... The 226 Legion for a couple of reasons. One, I'll take Jackie down memory lane. When we were qualifying for the competition, American Marksman, mm-hmm. Do you remember the gun store we went to?
RKA Galleries. Yeah.
We walked over while we were waiting our turn, and I freaked out over a gun. Because it was the first time I'd seen one in person. And it was a 226 X5 in 40. Do you remember this gun?
I remember you geeking.
Yeah. Well, and that's what it was.
Yeah.
And I've always had a thing for the Master Smith pistols that came out of Germany. Mm-hmm. Any of their competition, like their open gun is one of my, like...
Holy Grail guns?
Yeah. It's up there. Just because it's so different.
94R?
93R.
93R.
And it's not quite the same thing. One's a machine pistol and one's an open gun. I would be able to afford the SIG way before the 93R. But it's just different. It just looks cool. I've mm-hmm. always had a thing for them. I've always had a thing for different style guns. And this gun shoots amazing. So I would definitely get the 226.
Now, the one that you saw back in 2015, I want to say. Yeah,
something like that.
Was when we did that challenge. Because we weren't even USPSA classified yet.
No.
Is probably the summer of 2015, and then...
No, we were. Yeah, because when we met Justin, we were definitely classified.
Okay, so it's 2016 then, when we did American Marksman.
Yeah, 16 or 17.
when you saw that gun being in 40, obviously they make it a 9 as well. If you had the choice between the two, which would you choose? Not the Legion, just the 226 X5. 9 or 40.
Oh, I would do 9. Now, you know, then it was only appealing because red dots really weren't even a thing on pistols. Mm-hmm. And limited was still like a big category.
Yeah.
So, that's... I just love the way they look. You know, they're very well made. They look good.
I'm not going to lie. Every time I see anything about a Tanfo in 40, I think of you.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Why in 40?
Because you wanted to shoot limited when you were obsessed with a Tanfo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was technically my first open gun. Mm-hmm. I just sold it right away. I never shot it.
Right. And I love you for that.
That's all right. Shit happens.
Yeah.
So, I would do the Legion. You know me quite well. I had a feeling you were going to do the 2011.
Yeah.
You've grown quite fond of them.
Well, so even prior to me having...
Like, I know, and you have a disdain for the 226.
Yeah.
I know.
I
think it's because that's the first match you lost to me.
Was it?
I think so.
I don't know that that was... I don't know that I even paid attention at that point to what you were shooting. Just the fact that
this... You lost. I know.
Jackass keeps fucking beating everybody here. Yeah. And then you lost, what, a game of pool or darts, and you had to shoot the next match with a car PM9?
Yeah.
And still whooped everybody?
Yeah.
Even dropping the gun on the ground?
We don't talk about that here. Anyway, next question.
You both get to choose each other's spirit animal. What do you choose?
I'll let you go first. Dodo bird.
I'm a dodo bird.
I didn't say that.
Oh. There goes our last female. The melon. I feel like we did this last week. Didn't we?
What?
The melon.
I think you did.
I think so. Guys, Ice Age is like a real obsession in our house. It's not even it's funny. It's a
fantastic movie.
It is a good movie. Excuse me. So, I feel compelled to say Donkey Kong. Because of your...
talking about an actual animal, so that would be a monkey.
But it would be like the silverback gorilla. Like, the biggest... ape of them all. Just like Hulk smash. Oopsie.
So as sweet as that is, I want to let you know, as far as a man's concerned, it hurts me. It cuts me to the core.
Why?
Because gorillas have the smallest penis of any land mammal. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Sick by association. Lord almighty. Oh my gosh. So I guess, I'm going to stroke your ego and choose a different animal?
No, I'm good. The gorilla's fine,
I guess. The silverback gorilla. Since Kong is not a valid choice here, being a pretend animal. An animated animal. Not a real animal.
What would be your spirit animal? I don't know what the hell your spirit animal would be.
Oh, the bird that goes, nighttime, daytime.
So, I was originally going to say sloth.
Oh, yeah. I'd rock that shit.
But, you're not lazy. You just love sleep.
Yeah.
And eating. And you're clumsy. So do you know what that makes you? I think your spirit animal is a panda.
Yeah?
Yes. They love sleep. They always eat. And if you've never seen the video compilations of pandas just randomly falling out of trees because they're clumsy, you need to. That's you.
But I've seen them run, too. Because, like, I'm incredibly productive. I'm incredibly productive until I'm not.
Give Jackie enough bamboo shoots and she'll be asleep by midnight.
For sure. Let's see. What's the next big popular caliber for pistols? 10.
So, I was confused by this. What's the next big popular caliber?
I heard about big bore.
Like, that's what I'm confused at. Is it just like big popular as in, hey, this is the next newest, go-to, biggest right.
thing. Like,
or is it the next big bore like, hey, you thought 5.7 was cool? Check this out.
Right. I took it as what's the next big bore popular okay. caliber.
I can't say, that's kind of been 10 mil.
Right, but there's like so many more guns coming out. Like, it's still, I think it's still growing. I don't see any big bore caliber knocking 10 millimeter out of the big bore popular gun game.
No, but what can? Nothing.
Right.
What's gonna knock it out?
Right. 45 and 40 have been around for so long. 40's like gone to the wayside. You know, the only things keeping 40 around for like the longest time was certain departments and certain agencies, as well as sports shooting. And now there's other options and they're not being used nearly as much. So 40 is a dying cartridge.
Yeah.
There's a lot of manufacturers that aren't manufacturing 40 caliber guns anymore.
Right.
Springfield, they're not making 40s. Ruger's not making 40 anymore. They stopped making 40s when they dropped their SR line. Like, there's a lot of manufacturers that have stopped making that cartridge. 10 is, you know, there's constantly new ones coming out. You know, SIG just put out 2 10 millimeters in the last year and a half. Smith & Wesson has got a really nice line of their M&P 10 millimeters, 3 different sizes to choose from. Their Longboy. Oh my God, don't get me started on the Longboy. It's so sexy. Oh.
Gersan has their 2311 coming out in 10 mil.
Oh, do they? See? 23 is the big business right now, and I don't see anything taking that out. And if we weren't talking about big bore as far as what's the next big, like, what's the next big guy on the block, or new guy on the block type thing, I don't think anything's taken 9 out for a long time.
No.
Nothing's taken 9 out.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So, that's my answer. My answer is nothing. Nothing! Traveling for locals, what would you consider too far?
That's going to depend on who you ask. Jackie is going to have a very different answer than me.
I already know it. Our very first... I'm going to say it's a long trip, okay? It's an hour and 25 minutes to get there. It's our home club. Now, the very first time I ever shot a match at Pine Tree, we shot the AM squad. It was the WIT, the Winter Indoor IPSC Tournament. I demanded a hotel room to stay the night before because I did not want to get up.
Asinine, right?
At five, asinine. At 5 in the morning to drive an hour and a half and then try and shoot well at a match. I demanded and I got it. Oh my God, it was the worst Roach Motel ever, yeah, let me tell you.
Bad.
Like, I think there was one outlet in the whole room and it was behind the TV, nothing near the bed. Like,
this is one of the ones that had those old school like heaters.
Yeah. So the old school heaters and they had the lamps like in the wall with like a push button. So you couldn't, there was no base, so there was no cord, yeah. So there was no outlet.
This was definitely one of the ones where you're like, I really need to go grab my sleeping bag.
Right. It was a very shady place. Yeah. But I didn't have to be awake for an hour and a half to drive later on. It took me some time to realize that I can just sleep in the car while he drives.
Yeah, I tell you this, it didn't take that much time.
I've been doing this for years, folks. But yeah, my very first, what I thought to be a long match, a far match, was an hour and a half away, and we got a hotel the night before. Because, I mean, back then, too, those matches, that match was all day long.
So what do you consider for long for local?
I would not go over, like, I mean, 2 seems to be super pushing it.
Yeah. For, like, that's why you never go to Schultz.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours.
It's ridiculous. So you gotta figure 2 hours there, 2 hours back. Plus the, you know, you're there, you're driving for as long as you're there shooting. And you're not even technically shooting that whole time.
You're there.
You're standing around.
You're there longer than that.
Really? Our locals, we start at 9 and we're out done cleaning up at 1:30. That's 4.5 hours.
I guess.
Okay. But now I just sat in the car for 4 hours to be somewhere for 4.5 hours.
Yeah, so mine is way different than Jackie's.
I know. You could live in that car.
Let's see. I shot a local match at an indoor range, no less. That was just under 4 hours away.
Which one?
That's when I shot in Appleton with Brandon.
Oh my gosh. That is... See, if it's in another state, it's not a local. That's like when people
it's
ask
local
me...
to them.
Oh, when people ask me about a local and you lose an hour going to the match because it's in another state over the time change... If you're losing time or gaining time to go to a match, it's not a fucking local.
That's not true. I guess it would depend. So, like,
you're going to someone else's local.
Right.
That's true, yeah.
So, like, I wouldn't drive up to Appleton. I didn't do that one more than once. I did it to help support Brandon when they were kicking off USPSA at Fireline. Mm-hmm. But I did squad myself to go shoot, but I had a last-minute cancellation to go shoot a two-gun match. It was two-gun or USPSA. It was in Iowa.
That was a USPSA.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on who you talk to. Jackie's like 2 hours max, and I think as long as I'm there shooting with friends and having a good time with it, I would say probably 4 hours is probably my max for a local.
I would drive 2 miles for a local, but it wouldn't be... Oh,
2 miles is very close.
2 hours. But it wouldn't be a match that I shoot every month.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the other thing. Is it a drive that I'd make every month? Yeah, I don't think so.
Right.
But we are, and I think the person that sent this question in, I had this talk with him. We're very spoiled here. Mm-hmm. You know, even in the winter months, we can shoot twice a week.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they can shoot, you know, in other areas of the country, they're lucky if they can shoot once a month. Mm-hmm. So if that's the case, I'm certainly making the drive.
I can see that.
All right, let's see. Oh, top 5 drills for improvement in USPSA. Go.
So, we were actually just having this conversation earlier. I do more dry fire than anything else. When I do my dry fire, the drills that I do are doubles.
Well.
Which is hard to do, like, dry fire, but I present and press twice so that I get a, like, consistent...
Yeah, so you're not technically doing doubles. Yours would be more like, it's like trigger control at speed twice.
Yeah. But I'm not going to bring my gun up to a target and press the trigger once. That's not realistic, because I would never do that on a stage. Unless, you know, with steel. Because we do have a little steel popper, dry fire decals, and little cardboards. All over the place. So when I get to the steel, yes, they're only one each. But I practice like that for dry fire. I practice different scaled targets to simulate accelerator. And 4 aces. So 2, reload 2. Or I have done, you know, 1, reload 1. Just to go from like the beep, drop the mag, get the new mag in, press out and press the trigger again. Just for mag changes. I don't have much that I can give you for live fire practice sessions. I have had 1 live fire practice session, and it was a piggyback off of Tony and his buddy Mike's practice session that I tagged along. brought my gear, and we did more movement drills than anything.
Yeah.
So I have never done a live fire practice session.
So, yeah, and even in dry fire, you really don't do drills. You do stages, is what you do mostly.
Yeah, I set up stages all over the house.
So, top five drills for me. Accelerator, because it works on so much. You get distance, transitions, reload, all of the above. El Prez, kind of for the same reason, but you also get to push because the targets are not that far away. And you incorporate a turn and draw. I don't know what my buddy Max calls it, but it is like a staple for me. And unfortunately, you have to have some piece of steel or a plate rack. Ideally, a plate rack. And you put the plate rack in the middle, and then you put the two targets. You put one target on the left side, one target on the right side. And it is a draw, shoot the left target, shoot the far right plate, shoot the right target. Shoot the far left plate, shoot the left target. And then work your way inward, alternating,
while going to the target. So you're really working on, like, really wide transitions?
And shorts. I mean, it's not always wide, but it's also working on picking a spot. Because sometimes it's really hard to drive your eyes past all the plates that are up.
Right. That's smart.
So, I have spent a lot of ammo on that drill. It is very good. What else? I'll say doubles for the lulls because it's such a hot topic right now within the training community. But, to me, doubles is important to someone like Jackie when she gets to live fire because she doesn't live fire so much. It's a good way to get a ton of explosions going off, get a ton of reps of the gun actually going off.
Mm-hmm.
And a drill that I think should make a comeback for me is the Frank Garcia dot drill, which is the 6 2-inch targets, 2-inch circles on a piece of paper. I really like that drill. I think I've cleaned it once. I think I only cleaned it with my 40.
Oh, really?
Bigger holes.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
So.
Technically touching.
Yeah. That's the line. What line? You can't see the line.
Right.
I make the line. So, those are my top five. Off the top of my head. That's what I can think of.
So, after admitting this to the entire world, I kind of feel like I should be doing training live fire.
Yeah. So, here's the thing. Jackie could train more. If she wasn't so much like her spirit animal and sacrificed sleep and drove the hour and 20 minutes with me.
Oh my God.
To the range. Am I right or am I wrong?
I despise.
Am I right or am I wrong?
I despise driving places.
You're right. She said it. I didn't make her say it.
I used to live 5 minutes from my work. I did this for you. But oh my I'm not doing anymore.
You don't even drive.
I commute.
You drive. You,
I drive to work every day.
Not the range.
No, I drive.
You just are in a car.
Too much time in the car. Why?
But like, I got that new vibrating seat massage thingy. That'll take you there. Huh? Plug that into the car.
Provide snacks as well, and we'll speak about it.
You're going to sleep. You can't sleep and eat at the same time, no matter how much you want to try.
I will prove you wrong.
All right, guys. That's it for the show. Thank you so much. We love you guys. Appreciate it. If you need to reach out to us at Laugh and Load on all the social medias, pewtimepodcast@gmail.com.
RangeSwag@laughandload.com.
That too. That's it. Talk to you next week, guys.
Bye.